So I benefit if you guys do a good job. But independent of that, I love this company. I mean, I've been with them my whole life, essentially, and all the people, all the managers. I reported to Bruce Belden directly at one time. He's a personal friend of mine, and so is Louie and the rest of the gang down there. And I'm just really, really proud to be associated with such a fine group. And I wish I didn't have all the human frailties that I have, you know. But in spite of that, I try to do what I can to, you know, fight from my heart, you know, to do the best job I can for you guys. And, you know, this is no BS. This is, I really try to do what I can do. And you want to offend me by saying, John, you screwed up by saying this or that or whatever, you know, that would help me, and I'd appreciate that. So, and no matter what you do, not everybody's going to like you, and you got to accept that in life. You know, no matter how good you are or how whatever you are, there's going to be people that are going to be either jealous of you or think they can do it better than you or whatever it is. So you're not always liked by everybody. Okay, on that point, let us move over now to page 20. This is where we left off. Developing empathy. Now, this is the real key, this developing empathy with others. And this is like a surgeon operates. And Lars's father, Magnus's father, Lars, is the absolute best I've ever met in my lifetime about developing empathy with others. And, you know, I've never been told I was a real sensitive guy. In fact, I've been told just the opposite by countless girlfriends and people and so on. And, you know, it's not that I don't care. It's I don't know what it is. It's a fault I've got, and I think it's partly related to being born in New Jersey. Yeah. Any rate, being able to make a connection with people is a very critical part of being successful at selling. And and part of that is being self-effacing. And by being self-effacing, I mean having a demeanor that is not that I know that I can hit the ball 300 yards or, you know, I can hit a 5-iron or 260 right on a green, those kinds of things. You know, you can, in a calm way, you can show people that. And you see, I don't know, when I was brought up, nobody ever really told me the importance of making a soft connection. And I never had a dad that, like me, with my son, I tell my son, son, you're way smart enough to do stuff. It's about getting along with others. It's about demonstrating that you can get along. And this guy, Dieter Zetsche, who just came here a few years ago to run Chrysler, I thought to myself, can you imagine a German coming in here and running America? This guy is going to get killed. I was amazed that he not only survived that, he did a great job and became the CEO of Daimler as a result of it. So it can be done. Even if you're a hard German, you can do it. And I've promoted that to my son from the time he was a little kid, just about getting along with others and so on. But he's got a lot of me in him, so it's not easy to do. Bite your tongue, you know, just let the other person say their piece calmly, you know, and then show him where he's wrong rather than, you know, bull them over, you know, which is not a good thing. So developing empathy has not been something that I thought was really that valuable until I got older and found out the mistakes that I had made. Developing empathy is so important. When you develop empathy with somebody, you sit alongside of them, you feel their pain, and they feel your pain. How do you develop empathy? Well, it's easier to say how you don't develop it. If you come in there and you're standing up over them and you're telling them, look, I've been running these tests, I've been running these tools, you don't develop empathy that way. You develop empathy by trying, in my view, to be self-effacing. And it's something like, is there something here that we could work on, you know? And here's some test reports that I have, you know? And it's about being smaller than you are. Like, that's another thing I think that's been a problem. I'm a fairly tall guy. I'm 6'2", weigh 210 pounds. That could be intimidating to customers. You know, and a big guy like you, Mike, you know, you got to kind of back off, because if you're too big, then it makes the other person feel smaller, which is not a good feeling. So, you know, that's another part of the thing, is trying to make the customer feel big, not only physically by sitting down, you know, next to them, rather than standing over them. But that whole way you go about interacting with the customers, these customers are the lifeblood producers. That's the only place to get this from. So we got to recognize that, you know. Hey, you know, that's a great way you got that thing running. I mean, look around in the shop and see. If they're doing something good, you know, forget all the stuff you got to trip over to get to. If they got something running well, let them know. Man, hey, that looks really good. Look for areas that you can compliment folks on. You need to look for that. In my view, that's not, you know, being a brown noser. That's more about having empathy for others and trying to make others feel good. That's really a key thing here. The first thing I've got here is STOP, before you go into an account. STOP. And, you know, it doesn't matter how you look. You can look like anything. And you don't have to be handsome. You don't have to be big. You don't have to be small. You don't have to be anything to be a good person, to have a good feeling with others, and for them to have that same good feeling. But it starts with thinking about the others.